Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, August 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of education news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. State records most flash flood warnings since 2020. Laid off federal workers program on hold. Legislative audit casts doubt on leased office space savings. The Moore administration's plan to hire laid-off federal workers is on hold amid a hiring freeze following criticism from Republicans. Maryland saw a record number of flash flood warnings, with severe storms causing power outages and water rescues. Heat-related illnesses reached a five-year high in July, with 19 deaths and over 1,200 ER visits. A legislative audit questions Governor Moore's claimed savings on leased office space. Caroline County CPS is under investigation for failing to respond to a home where children were found alone in unsafe conditions. Energy debt allows a power plant in Anne Arundel County to exceed limits to prevent outages. Trump aims for more drugs made in the U.S., with a Baltimore company set to produce. Elections Board seeks dismissal of a lawsuit challenging primary elections, excluding independent voters. Havre de Grace completes a Living Shoreline project after nearly 5 years. Inspectors wrongly cleared 1,500 homes of lead paint risk, alarming residents. State officials launch a 10-year plan to support the growing senior population. Purdue faces a new lawsuit over PFAS contamination on the Eastern Shore. Montgomery County's proposed gas-powered leaf blower ban exemption for landscapers is rejected. Maryland State Board of Education approves new math standards for the first time in 15 years. Harford County schools seek feedback on virtual learning for inclement weather closures. A disputed go-kart track in Howard County is approved by an appeals board.
Free High-Speed Digital Design Masterclass, led by Dr. Eric Bogatin, launches August 4th, 2025. The Ecosystem, a leading podcast media and online educational platform for hardware design engineers, is launching a new online course, the Ecosystem Masterclass, High-Speed Digital Design. Taught by renowned expert Dr. Eric Bogatin, this graduate-level course offers over 30 hours of instruction in 10 to 20-minute video lessons. Sponsored by Rodin Schwartz, Keysight Technologies, and Allspice.io, the course is free for engineers worldwide. With practical exercises, dedicated forums, and monthly Q&A sessions with Dr. Bogatin, this course aims to enhance engineering skills and intuition. Registration opens on August 4th, 2025 at theecosystem.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.